Blog Talk Radio. The cards are relying on me. Shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Let me get Brother the Water on with us. Get started. Hey, hey, Brother the Water, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, I can
hear you.
You
hear me, Brother Joe?
Yeah, I hear you, Brother the Water. I can hear you.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We're down in Jackson, Mississippi at a museum on the Miss Mississippi River.
Okay.
I'm looking
how's
at
the weather down there?
How's
the weather?
Nice. It's all right. All right. Everything's all right. Down here, we're going to do a convention with Cole Cahane here. But when we got interrupted last week, I try to pick up from what I picked when we got interrupted last week.
Okay.
We were talking about the brother Drew. Here's something we know right now for a fact. If you don't know your history of your past, you don't know anything about the present day, because the history of our past is upon us right now. if we understand the past, you would have to understand what has happened to the past. And when you're dealing with secret societies, well, that's just what they are. They are secret if you're not initiated. If you are initiated or you belong to that, it ain't no damn secret. It's only a secret if you're not initiated. And in 2016, every country, you can't name a country that ain't ruled by a secret society, which is known as the Masons. And so we have to understand that if you can, you have to go back into ancient history to see what this stuff began as to who these people are. Because if you don't have any working idea of who these people are, we're talking about the 15 most evil secret societies that's been recorded in history. I did say evil, which means that these are the most treacherous secret society is. The number one secret society is the Illuminati. And the present-day Illuminati was founded and started in the United States, on this side, with the forefathers in 1776, May 1st, 1776, Weinstein started the Illuminati. May 1st, 1776. We go back into the history of the forefathers to sign the Declaration of Independence. And we go back into Lawrence number one, where we can see that these present day Illuminati got started here. Now, the Illuminati has been an idea dating all the way back way before Christianity, in the second century AD, with a prophet named Montanus, who belonged to the cult of Cybele, which is old god Cybele, Cybele. And I find it very interesting, Drew. This is what's interesting. During that period of time, this man was opposed to the institutionalizing of the church. But the famous convert that this man converted over into the Illuminati was Tertullian. Well, now that's crazy as hell, because the present-day Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church of the Western Hemisphere, upon the High Church, Low Church, and Broad Church teaching, this is what the religion system is over here. This is what it's called in 2016. Well, they got three creeds: the Apostolic Creed, the Nicene Creed, and the Tertullian Creed. And you don't know anything about the history of Tertullian. That's spelled Tertullian. You don't know nothing about that. Because if I ask you to explain it to them, you don't know. I can ask many preachers. So you can see where the Gnostic teaching came into the church through Tertullian. But it was here before that, because when we go into the Bible and look up Simon the Sorcerer, he's known in the book of Acts as Simon the Sorcerer or Simon Mangles. The old Bibles put Simon Mangles. The new Bibles got Simon the Sorcerer. See how they change shit, Brother Drew? They be changing. See, that's what you have to watch about White Daddy. He'll change names on you in a New York sucker. And then he'll nickname you. And so you'll get thrown off from what is the truth and what is his teaching. On May 1st, 1776, they formed the order of, it was first called the Perfectibilities. And you had to understand why May 1st. May 1st is the founding date marked the origin of Communist May Day. And I find this very, very interesting too, Brother Drew. Why, for the 12 years, Brother Drew, that I was in school, May the 1st, every year, we celebrated May Day, and you went to school half a day, and then we at the school, we have a picnic, baseball games, and all kinds of stuff observing May Day. And we didn't even know what the hell May Day was. I mean, we wasn't communists. But I know for a fact, all black schools that I went through, I graduated in 64, we celebrated May Day. I mean, we had these May Day celebrations and didn't even know what the word was, just like All Fools Day. We are black people celebrating a white man's holiday and don't know a good goddamn thing about it. That's right. How ignorant we are. That's how damn ignorant that we've been for many, many years and still celebrating white daddy's birthday, and we don't know a damn thing about it. And when you go search the history out, then people will tell you, that ain't necessary for me to read this. That ain't necessary for me to know this. I just know this and that. You don't know a good goddamn thing about a MFing thing that you goddamn talking about when you don't know the history and you guessing at the shit. You guessing at it. Because, see, if you knew the history of these most evil societies, then you would understand what came out of these evil societies. Well, what came out of this society of the Illuminati was the Skull and Bones, the Bilderberg, the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral. Well, they're the people that run America as we speak. The Bilderberg is an elite power of Jewish brokers, bankers, economists, and world leaders who meet in secret to discuss world affairs, started in 1954. This is when the Bilderbergs got started, in 1954, right after the war, the end of World War II. Well, they meet in secret, and I find it very interesting. Whoever went to meet before the election, one of them candidates is going, Clinton, Trump is going to go visit the Bilderbergs. And whichever one goes visit the Bilderbergs, that's who the president is. It ain't never failed since they've been in order. They invite the president. See, there's one thing about the type of school that I teach, was sniper school and scout school. You know that, Brother Drew. That's what I said. And when you're a good sniper and you're a good scout, that means that deceptive intelligence, which we have, you have to have counterintelligence. Now, I don't know no niggas that know how to do counterintelligence on white folks. Because if you knew how to do counterintelligence, your ass wouldn't be begging for reparation. Your ass wouldn't be begging for white folks to give you this and give you that. You go out and get it for yourself. See, it ain't about white folks. They never told you you couldn't go get what? White folks, they never told you that you had to stay there. White folks told you you could be just like the Amish people. You could be a nation within a nation. Elijah Muhammad tried to establish that, and then you see what happened to him. The white-ass Sunni Muslims came in and messed that up. Everybody that has tried to help us, my hat's off to Ben Amin and his crew. They went on over to Dubai, and the Jews put their ass off in the wilderness. They went over there with 3,000 or 4,000 people, and the Jews over there, what they do to them? Put them out in the desert and stuff. And now that place looks like one of the most beautiful places it is over there that they build up. But for them to build up and get something, they had to fight in Israel. They had to join Israel's army and shit. And see, all of these things, Brother Drew, we have been, you had movements back in the 60s of people to come out from under this, and Negroes ain't they satisfied. In other words, you are comfortable in your house, in his house, and you ain't gonna rise up, because the only way you're gonna take something or get something from them, from the United States, from the federal government, it's different between the America, is that you got to rise up against America and fight her. And you ain't finna do that, because them Negroes is old like me or dead. You ain't got baby boomers is the one that would fight, the XY millennium generation of people. Hell, your children, your grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, mine and yours, they white. They white. Even though all the teaching that we done taught their ass, they still white. And so you can see that we ain't going to get out of the situation that we're in for a long time. Only a pitiful few will have the knowledge to get out. But if you don't know anything about secret society and what they done put you up under, you don't know nothing. Just like the secret society that runs America is called the Scottish Rite Double-Head Eagle Mason. I don't give a damn where you go in any major city, in Dallas, Texas, go to 720 Harwood Street, look up on that building and see what you're going to see. You're going to see Double-Head Eagle Mason. That's who run Dallas. You niggas voting ain't don't run in Dallas. And they got niggas fooling that your vote count and that you running something. You don't run shit. And I don't know how long. See, at Proverbs 1, verse 22 says, "Oh, ye simple ones, how long is you going to fall for simplicity?" To me, that's the first commandment and first understanding of a nigga in America. Somebody called her, and that nickname nigga came from, that's what white folks nickname you, nigga. That's your nickname. See, in order for you to be a citizen of an emancipated slave, to be an emancipated slave, you had to take the name, a Christian name. That was the first order. In order for you to become this emancipated slave, you had to have a Christian name. Your first name was a Christian name, and your last name and your middle name was your nickname. Always the middle name was your nickname. So when the only race of people that nickname every race of people is this Anglo-Saxon. You can't say none of the names that he called you in this language can you say in anybody else's language. You can't say it in a colored man's language. The words ain't there. So everything that you call cursing, you call vulgarity, that's his language. You can only say it in his language. And every books of wisdom and knowledge, every religion book tell you that the Gentile is a devil. Now, devil concept and the idea of a devil came from him. A democratic and a republican form of government came from him. I had a man tell me that we gave this white boy knowledge. We ain't gave him shit. He got a lot of knowledge from us, but he had knowledge of his own. You have to give him credit for the democratic form of government, a republican form of government. Because the ancient Gauls started a democratic form of government in itself, and he didn't get it from a black person because all black people was tribes. And you had to know it's a difference between what they called themselves. Every Germanic race of people, he did not call himself a tribe man. He called himself a Klansman. So the knowledge of the Klansman didn't come from no nigger. The knowledge of a Klansman came from the ancient Druids, which is called white magic and black magic. But you don't never hear nobody talk about white magic. Oh, but there's many books on white magic. Well, he asked the ignorant-ass nigga, he don't know nothing about no white magic. And I put it like this. White magic done put old black magic in a spell, and he done got him in a spell that in 2016, he got him a zip-damn fool. He's a white man with a black face, walking to and fro up and down in the land, especially the X, Y, and millennium generation of people. We can see, Brother Drew, the first gods that came over here was in the 9th century. Well, in 2016, the United States looked like the Kaaba. All the gods then came over here. And all God's children is over here. All God's priests is over here. And all God's men and women is over here. And there ain't no little bitty group now, Brother Drew. When me and you was young men, what I call spring roosters, now that we old roosters. But when we was spring roosters, they wasn't they didn't have a voice. But it's so many done come over here in the last 50 years that every religion got a voice. Every society got a voice. In 1960, a punk didn't have no voice. You better not mess with a sissy today. Your ass will go to jail for messing with a sissy. He got a voice. Because what? He become over 100,000 of them. Same way it's over 100,000 Muslims here. It's over 100,000 Hindu here. It's over 100,000 any religion you name. Jainism, Ifa, Voodoo, Hoodoo. Well, these people got a voice right now. And they speak it. And they will march on you. So this is where you had to understand that you've been completely genocided. And you don't know anything about it. History. See, if you don't know history, you don't know your present. So what's going on in the present day, I hear radical Islam. That's all you done heard on the news this week. Radical Islam, or this Muslim killing up a bunch of faggots down in Florida. It ain't a Muslim country that you can name that don't require a death sentence if you're a punk. Ain't now one of them. And it's a funny thing, if you go in the Bible, what a Christian say that his book is, the Bible got 5 scriptures in there. It is very clear that if a man and a woman sleep with each other and get caught, to kill his ass. Have you seen anybody in America do that? And every son of a bitch you see, first thing they holler, I'm a Christian, I follow Jesus, and I believe in the Bible. My question to that is, you a lying jitty, and your breath smells shitty. That's how I feel about it when you say that. Because you're just a damn lie, because Leviticus, the 20th chapter and the 13th verse, is very clear about bumping booties and with each other. And having homosexual, it's that put them to death. And ain't now Christian believe in that. Because if you go ask them, and you could even show them the scripture, and then I don't believe that. Well, hell, nigga, you say you believe what's in the Bible. And it's in there. And don't tell me that's the Old Testament, because it damn sure in Romans 3 times. That's the New Testament. So the New Testament and the Old Testament say, if you was a faggot, man or woman, to kill you, put you to death. And you wonder what's going on right now. Well, this Muslim, every Muslim, that's his ideology. That's his belief. He ain't did nothing wrong for killing them faggots. He did what the Quran told him to do. Nobody else would do it. So I applaud him, because he did what his book said do. And the Christians who call themselves Christians, you ain't doing what your book. And I find it simply amazing, in the Constitution of the United States, they have a sodomite law that if you got caught, you spend 2 years in prison. I know my uncle got caught. He was a sissy for 87 years that he lived, Brother Drew. So I know this. And you don't understand these secret societies that's in here. The number one secret society is the Illuminati. We talk about that, and they coming through, the Illuminati is coming through the Scottish Rite Masons. Well, then you talk about the Willie Lynch letter, the 3 ruffians. You don't understand. These people done already genocide you. So when they wrote that Bible in 1881, the Bible looked like it's predicting everything, but in 1881, everything was in place. They knew that in 1881, that the generations of people that was coming, how they would look, because they described it in the King James Revised Version to a T. They already knew that enough history had been put in place that who had did you like this, it took 450 years to do you like this. So 450 years, they knew with 310 years that they had you, the majority of the people. They was looking for the majority that they know that when me and you, Brother Drew, start having children, that the children of them children, the white boy knew that he had conquered them through the school system and made them them. Now, the boat people came over here in 1970. You see an infiltration of people coming from the east to the west from the 50s all the way up into now to where they over here, and that third generation of them, they can't even speak their language. And they'll tell you that I'm no longer a Chinese. I'm a Chinese American. I'm a Japanese American. I'm a Vietnamese American. And they don't associate themselves with none of their heritage. I talked to a lot of Mexicans. They even speak their own damn language. That's ridiculous. You a Mexican and can't speak Mexican. That's ridiculous. That just shows you right. How they did us, Brother Drew. That's a living example of how they did the black man. See, they experimented with the black man first right. Over here on this side. They had experimented with themselves over on the other side. Because, see, it used to be 12 of them tribes. The Visigoth, the Ostrogoth, and the Goth. Well, when they did that and they got rid of, now it ain't but 10 of them tribes, them other two tribes, Brother Drew, they had genocide and used the knowledge of the free roughing. So they first did they people. See, let's go back to Great Britain when it was called Angel Land. Not England, but Angel Land. Well, when it was called Angel Land, you had three tribes there, the Angels, the Jutes, and the Saxons. Well, what they did, the Saxons did to the Jutes and the Angels, well, when they became Anglo-Saxons, after killing them off and breeding them and crossbreeding them, re-educating them, conquering them, and putting them in slavery, breeding with their women, killing off all the men, saving the women. If boy was over 12 years old, they would kill him because they couldn't get him in the school of thought. They wanted the women to break that. Well, look what you got. You had the Anglo-Saxon now because the Angels and the Jews, they done bred them out. Well, they did the same thing to the African-American slave that they brought over here and the indigenous people over here. They took our history away from us and told us that we was Negroes. We wasn't African. We was Negroes, and we were black indigenous people over here. We belonged to the Creek Nation. And then they took all of this away, and then when after my generation come, the baby boomers that was born, we knew who great-grandmother and great-grandpa was. And some of, like my great-great-grandpa and grandmother, they spoke Cherokee. They spoke Crow. They spoke the language. But it was a pitiful few at that time to where they assimilated us, taught us, educated us in this language, and we forgot the language, not that you had strong teachings like I had. And you forgot that. Now, Andre, my son, Asha, and my grandchildren, they never met my great-great-grandfather and grandmother. So I would have to tell them the history of that you didn't come from Africa, that you came from here and where you come from. Because if not, then what? They won't know a damn thing. Just like right now, Texas have want to take, I don't know if they did it or have done it or done that, the word slavery out of the history books in the school system. Your grandbabies that Brittany got, if you don't tell them that they weren't slaves, when they get to school and get Brittany's age, they think they ain't never been no slaves.
Uh-huh.
If you take that out of the history books right now, as we see, because the word Illuminati means an illusion. That means that they give you an illusion. Well, where did the word illusion come from? Was the teaching of magic. They didn't call it magic, majesty, which is Wicca, which is none but white magic, came and come from the ancient Druids. That's why the first secret society was called mysteries. If you go read in the Bible, all you go read of Paul talking about the mysteries of God, the mysteries of God. This is the mystery. This is what the hell? The mysteries was the first secret society. It was called the mysteries first. That's what it was called first, was called a mystery. And the mysteries carried initiation with it. And the initiation was, it was divided into two classes. The first one was into exoteric knowledge. That's what they gave. See, now here's where we can understand, Brother Drew, what they gave us in the school system, what they taught us in the school system. See, when you go into the lodge or the mysteries, well, then they teach you first exoteric knowledge, and they teach you that for 5 years. And then they take you in as an initiate of esoteric knowledge under the mysteries of the doctrine of Pythagoras. Pythagoras, according to white folks' history, the oldest book known to mankind, not human beings, but mankind, is Pythagoras. I got the book. Have you ever read it, Brother Drew? It's an amazing read. It's got some heavy knowledge on it, but it's up on the signs, symbols, and numbers. And one of the men, Butler, that was one of the books that Butler read a whole lot of time when we was on the road. We was on the road for 30-some years playing music. And Butler would always read my Pythagoras book. And some things in that we laugh about, because it tells you about when the old crocodile come to you, where when you get in a certain age, you know that the old crocodile is coming. That means death is up on your head, that you lose the taste in your mouth, your taste buds and certain things. Well, I don't have no taste for food and all of that stuff. Now, we laugh about that because everything that they was talking about, when you the old crocodile is coming to visit you, it's in signs and symbols. Well, you live that as a person over 60, an elderly person 60 years and over. And see, to be initiated as esoteric knowledge, you had to wait so many years in exoteric knowledge. So when they gave us exoteric knowledge in the school system from first grade to the 12th grade, and then they take you to college, and then you become, like my daddy said, when my mama got her second doctor's degree, daddy brought in a postcard with an ostrich with his head in the ground. And he asked us at the supper table, he said, "Children, what is this?" Little wide too. And we said, "Daddy, that's an ostrich with his head in the ground." And mama chimed in and said, "Davy, why would you ask them children a stupid question like that? Them children know that's an ostrich with his head in the ground." Daddy said, "No, that's a person with two doctor's degrees like your mama just got, talking through her ass with her head in the ground." And like Daddy said, old master give you a BS. Your first degree you get is BS. Daddy say that's a BA degree was a black ass They got some BS bullshit, and then you became a master of it. And then you became, he gave you a doctor's degree, and you had a nigga doctor's degree. Because when mama got her degree, if you got a doctor's degree right now in the United States and you black, you got a nigga doctor's degree and don't have it from a black college. Because you couldn't have a black college doctor's degree like my mama and them had back in that day and teach at no white school. You couldn't do it. And white, first thing white boy gonna tell you, if you do have a black degree, he told you after 1980, because I know because he told me that, you need to go get you some at a white college. It looked better on your resume. This is what a cracker told me, that he hired me as the first black manager of Alcoa in Palestine, that they hired me as a black manager there. He told me it sure would look good if you take some courses from a white college.
That's a good one.
Because I had a nigga degree from a black college. So when you educated in that, and the first lie that they tell you, Brother Drew, in a school system, the very first thing that they teach you is a damn lie. Because the first thing a white boy gonna teach you in his school system is that you know your ABCs. You do not know your ABCs. Because it ain't no, you know your alphabets, but you don't know your ABCs. Because, see, that your alphabets came with the big G and the little G. See, your ABCs don't have no big G in it. And it's a funny thing that the 10th sign and symbol in your ABCs is a Y. It ain't a J. And how come the 5th one is a Z? And the last one is a T. And it ain't but 22 of those signs and symbols in there. So why? It's because you've been taught by some Masons esoteric knowledge. That's knowledge to get by. And so when you've been hoodwinked, cable-toed, and brainwashed into that, and then you don't know, and you tell me you don't need to know your history. Now, a man has been in my class 20 years, you know, and Fred told me, you don't need to know your history like that, like you know it. If you don't know your history like you know it, then he don't know that he's practicing Islam in his version. The second most evilest out of the 15, the number two, is the assassins, Brother Drew. Now, if you knew the history, and I'm going to give you a little history of the assassins. The assassins came to 1025 A.D. with the Muslims. And they was Muslims at 1025 A.D. They was Muslims. They are called Ishmaelites. When you go into the history of the Muslims, they're going to give you the Ishmaelites, the Shiites, and the Sunni. It's got three of them branches, three of them sections. Well, what the hell you think you dealing with now? You ain't dealing, Isaac ain't no Muslims. You dealing with an Ishmaelite that's an Essene, that's an assassin. And you don't understand him because, see, the assassins, they don't never run no more than 10, homeboy. Most of the time it's just one. That's how they work. That's how the assassins work. You don't know nothing about the history of these people. And I put it like this, Brother Drew. 1025 A.D., the assassins and the dressers, these two Islamic, terrible, one of the second most evil group of people that would kill your shadow in history, they done reoccurred as we speak and with 9/11. In September 9/11, whatever year that was, you see them coming back on the scene, and they prevalent right now. You just had one of those assassins kill up a bunch of faggots down in Orlando. One person. See, when you're an assassin is just like a sniper, just like what I taught is, that's the reason I call my class sniper. You work by yourself. you go on a mission to kill. You automatically, when I was, see, the United States lie to you that they don't have no suicide squadron like the kamikazes and what Japan has. That's a lie. If you are a Navy SEAL, you're a suicide group. If you are a paratrooper, if you're a special forces, that is suicide. If you're a sniper, if you're a recon, if you are our patrolman, that's suicide missions they take you on. And in my case, they dropped us in Cambodia and Laos and with no identification. So if you got killed over there, you wasn't with the United States. Now they put a chip in you to find out who you were. They do put a chip in you now because how I know, I got it in my family. They put one in it. That was a, with the Rangers. I forgot about the Rangers. You with the 52nd Rangers? Suicide Squadron. Navy SEALs? Suicide Squadron. But the Americans will tell you, ain't no such thing as a suicide. They don't have it. So when you don't know the history, you can never know what's going on in present day society. See, this stuff, the New World Order, ain't no such thing as a New World Order. The New World Order ain't nothing but the Old World Order taken back over. So now let's go see what was the Old World Order in the United States. It was Great Britain. Was the Old World Order. What was they? The Torah. See, I wonder how many people understand the difference between the Torah and the Whig Party. The Torah, which was Duncan Mason's, lived in the South, was loyalist to England during the Revolutionary War. The Whigs, who was Benjamin Franklin then, they the ones fought for the independence. But you see, Cornwall came in the back door through the South to fight George Washington. Why? Because of the loyalties. Hell, you don't come from England through the back door. How the hell you going to come through the South and you coming from England? You're going to land in New York if you coming from England on a 180-degree straight line. What? Cornwall came in the back door because what? They was the loyalties was in the South because they were Duncan Masons. When the war was over, the Scottish Rite Masons won. And then they had a peace treaty with the Duncan Masons of what they're going to do with the spooks that was on the plantation. This is why it's so important for you to understand your history. You got black people right today think that white people owe them 40 acres and a mule. Well, the 40 acres and a mule promised to them by Grant, and Grant say, all you blacks, come on in here. We're going to give you 40 acres and a mule to fight against the white folks. He didn't have the authority to do that. That's why Yo ain't never got 40 acres and a mule. He ain't going to never get it, just like reparation. It is very clear in the 13th and 14th Amendment, if you go read Section D, it'll tell you you can't give reparation, but you got zip-down fool-ass niggas up in Washington. And I noticed this too, Brother Drew. Have you noticed this? From 1964 to Baby Bush got out, every nigga was up there in Washington marching in Cobra, the Nation of Islam, all the Negro groups was up there marching. White folks, give me my reparation. They got a nigga president up there for 8 years and ain't here. Now nigga go march on Washington for reparation. And when they did go up there and ask him for Barack, say, I can't give it to you. You can't get reparation. The only way that America, which ain't the United States, give you reparation, it ain't but one way. You got to declare war on him, and you ain't got no nigga gonna pick up no arm because niggas that'll pick up arms is men your age. The XY millennium generation, they kill each other. They ain't picking up no arms like the white boy. And you can look at their history from 1970 to 2016. You see black folks killing each other. And that's because of Martin Luther King. With his no reading preacher butt. Can't stand him. Because, see, we had Black Power for Martin Luther King. Black Power died with Malcolm X. When Malcolm X died, Black Power died. And they had this other senator, I can't call his name, I got it wrote down in it. They had a black senator during that time in 1964 that killed Black Power, him and Martin Luther King. After they killed out the Black Panthers and the Blackstone Rangers leaders and all of that, then here we go. Black Power was killed with Martin Luther King because he had a vision of little white children and black children holding hands. He had a vision of them holding hands. You're still trying to, they didn't want to hold your hand. And then you wonder why in 2016 at the University of Texas, Royce Wentz want to know why that at this age and day and time would some black students get called niggas at that college. Because white folks ain't never wanted to go to school with you. They was made to go to school with you. Louisiana was the last state waiting to 1 minute before 12 o'clock to sign for you to go to school in 1969. I ain't suffering from amnesia. White folks were made by the federal, and it took them 100 years for this because in 1870, what did they say they freed the emancipated slave? And I find this the biggest joke in the world in the Constitution. It says that you were free equally but separated. Now, that's funny to me. How in the hell you were separated but you ain't never equal when they came with the black codes? And see, that's the map. That's one of the maps you need. That's the other map. And see, Brother Drew, how important it is for you to know your history is very important. And see, we ain't teaching it no more. And that's why our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, hell, they white folks with a black face. I call it suffering from the curse of Ham. It's the curse of Ham because here's a black man with his school of thoughts instead of white. To the point where he'll tell you he's white. I had an African tell me that he was white. I had an African, I made him break down, Brother Drew. I say, all you Africans come over here, y'all want to be white. And then he goes, he say, you're right, Brother Meatball, you're right. He say, I teach my children to be white. He got three doctor's degrees. All from the Cromwell in England. His degrees came from England. And he's an African. And ask yourself a question. Africa, the most richest continent in the world, and the niggas is broke. What happened?
Right.
What happened? Because you don't know your history. You can never know your future, Brother Drew. And yes. I find it simply amazing.
This Brother Frederick, is him? Brother Frederick done walked in. I'm going to turn the class over to Brother Frederick. You got something to say, Brother Frederick? Say it.
What's up, Brother Drew? I'm just calling y'all for the last pass. I really enjoy the show. It's a good chance to meet y'all. And I'll get a chance to meet old Brother Jawad in person now. But just keep up the good work, brother. Keep up the good work, man.
You.
We need to keep our people informed, you know.
Okay, we appreciate you.
I told him I'm looking for somebody to not teach him. I learn, Brother Drew. I learn through reading. I help them as long, but I get this burden off of me. See, my patience is very, very, very short. And my mouth gets very, very nasty with people. So the youngsters, how old are you, Brother Fred? He's 38. Oh, he's 38. 8 and 3 is what, 11? He on his 11, Cole. Yeah, see, you're on your 11. What's your dietary law? Okay. He still like the wrinkle steak. it's one thing that I know, Brother Drew. If we are taught right, let me lay something heavy on you here. If we taught right, I'm gonna tell you something great grandpa taught. if you taught right from 1 year old to 12-year-old, you'll never change, because the number 12 is what? Complete. The number 13 is immediate death or new beginning. Now, if you taught right in your dietary laws for 12 years, you ain't going to change. Now, let's look at something deep. Now, I'm going to get deep on this here with you. The next time that your age, and see, this ain't number mathematically speaking, Brother Fred. The next time that your age add up to 12, how old are you, Brother Bredry? Yeah, the next time your age add up to 12 years old, how old are you? No, you ain't. You're 39. You're 39 years old. The next time your age add up to, you're 39. Okay, now, subtract 12 from 39 is what? 27. 7 and 2 is what? And the 9 don't change. Now, if you ain't changed your dietary laws for you, your butt hit 39, 12 again, there's an old Ephi God named Isha. When you get 40, you're going to have issues. You're going to have high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes. And that's a funny thing. You had 27 years there. The next time your butt add up to 12 again, your age, how old are you? 40 what? 48. Only 8 years, homeboy. And then you're on a total decline of that Ephi God that you don't know nothing about, called issues, on your butt like stink on boo-boo. So if your dietary laws ain't right, you need to get them right, because see, you don't want issues to come to you. And when you're 40 years old, issues sit in on you. Issues, you got issues on your dietary laws. You ain't eating right, and it ain't nothing but mathematically speaking. I mean, we had all of this. We once knew this, but it got caught up in a secret society, in a secret, and we don't know this no more. This got to be taught to the baby. And me and Cole, we on our 7 days. We've been 7 days on the earth. See, now, you ain't promised but 10 days on the earth. And we on 7 days. And we perfect, but see, when you on your 7th day on the earth, boy, you got issues, you ain't going to be here walking around where somebody can see you. You're going to be 6 feet deep where you can't sleep and have to stay asleep. So this is what we know for a fact, Brother Drew. But how many more minutes we got, Brother Drew?
5 minutes.
Oh yeah, we're holding. Cole got something to say.
All right.
Hey, Brother Drew.
Hey, Cole, how you doing, sir?
Lafayette. Listen, we're at Brother DeWars, our guest speaker here in Vicksburg, Mississippi, at the Lower Mississippi Museum here in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He's our guest speaker today. He's speaking today on secret societies and the influence on our community. So you know he's going to be on a roll. He's just holding, I'll take care of him. Yeah, he's going to be on a roll. Going to be on the road, and we got a new group started down here. Some young men are coming together, and some young warriors, some young lions, and they want to know how to turn this thing around. So with the help of the elders, and we're going to get together, and we're going to work with these young men and women to get the knowledge out, to set the record straight, because a lot of things we've been told and taught has been totally misnomered and misdirected. It's incorrect. So he's here to set the record straight. Yeah, you can just move that.
Right.
Here's the record straight. We got a group here, a young man from Port Gibson, and we different ones here coming in for the lecture. So we're getting ready to put Brother DeWars. You know, a few minutes we're gonna start. We're gonna do our ancestral libation, and we're gonna let Brother DeWars get loose in a little bit. And we got Q&A today gonna be here. So those in radio land, sorry, won't be able to hear it, so we have to write in and get the tape, cause it's gonna be all in time. We're gonna have an alligator grease right here. I'm hotter than alligator grease around here today, y'all. So I want you to know. All right. And also tomorrow night on KBSU 92.7 on your radio drive on iHeartRadio. That's iHeartRadio 92.7 FM 7:30 to 8:30. That's going to be the Mom and Pop Bagby Show. We'll be playing excerpts back from this and we're talking about the thing we discussed today here at the Lower Mississippi Museum here in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Historical Vicksburg, Mississippi. You know, right down the road from the old Civil War Museum and Graveyard. We're right down the street. And we're sitting less than 200 yards from the Mississippi River itself, right next door to the Mississippi River. We're right next door to it. Matter of fact, a big tugboat is sitting up right behind us. Brother Warren, back in your hands.
Okay.
But Brother Drew,
I sure need to get down there. I need to get down there to meet them real warriors. You know, I'm into the warriors.
Okay. Well, I would say, Yah Shalom.
Yah Shalom.
Kamadiyah and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.